Live from Calandra's Italian Village in Caldwell, New Jersey, it's Inside the Jets on 98.7 ESPN. Here's Larry Hardesty and Eric Allen.
Good evening, everybody. We welcome you to Calandra's Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. That's the big guy mentioned in the open, Larry Hardesty, alongside Eric Allen. Inside this edition of Inside the Jets, we'll be joined by Brian Bostic, tight end, and also Anthony Johnson. We'll get their thoughts on yesterday's game and what's going forward with the Jets. And EA, we've talked about this a lot during this season, and we've talked about the slow starts that the team has had. And when you come out and you have a slow start against a gunslinger like Andrew Luck, or against a lot of teams, it's hard for you to come back. And last night the Jets were behind quick 14. It was hard for them to come back. They didn't come back. And EA, this is something that, as they look at film and listen, we saw the players last night. Nobody was happy with that performance last night. Everybody was, you heard the word embarrassed, you heard the word worst game of my career, you heard a lot of different phrases for last night. So clearly nobody was happy with that last night. But as you look to the future, give teams a 14-point lead before the game gets going. You can't do it.
No, Indianapolis came into the Jets building and they punched him right in the mouth. You think about all three phases and to win in the National Football League, you need contributions from each phase. And you think about the ball game. The opening kickoff return, you take it out, you only get to the 10-yard line. You go three and out, you punt the ball. Indianapolis start to drive at their own 49-yard line. They march 51 yards. They end the drive in the end zone as Andrew Luck hits Dwayne Allen. Come back, three and out. And like you said, Luck gets the ball back, goes right down the field again, another touchdown pass to Dwayne Allen, who had three touchdown catches in the first half alone. And it just seemed like the Jets, from the very get, you know, I think, and Todd Bowles talked about it. He said, the guys were prepared. We had a good game plan going in and things like that. But what he was really miffed about last night was that he thought physically Indianapolis took the game to the Jets inside their own building on Monday Night Football when they had a number of days to prepare for that ball game. After the Jets, they played pretty well against the New England Patriots. They didn't get the win they wanted, but they matched up physically with them, and they just made a lot of mistakes last night, and then they got behind, and then I think sometimes when you get behind, Larry, you start playing at times, and the Jets, it was like Murphy's Law. Nothing went right last night.
Well, what happens, EA, and you know this, is when you get behind, now the defense dictates what you can do. You don't dictate to the defense. So now you become one-dimensional. They stop the run, and they make you pass. And they'll play prevent, and they'll let you try to dink and dunk yourself down the field if that's what you can do. So it's just that it takes away the versatility. It takes away your sense of, okay, we can dictate to you what we're going to do. They make you one-dimensional. Then when you become one-dimensional, yeah, you become predictable because you're not going to run the ball down to try to get as many points as you can in a short amount of time. So that's the sad thing about it is that, you know, you look at how well they played against New England, and you say, okay, look, this is because I know from watching this team is not as bad as they played last night.
No.
Okay, because they haven't been, even Todd Bowles said in his very angry post-game press conference that this is the first time that they got outplayed like this. So they're not as bad as they played last night, but there are some things that you saw that you've seen before. And you've seen communication issues in the secondary. You've seen you know, the mistakes. You've seen the unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, three unsportsmanlike conduct penalties in the first half.
So these are things, EA, that you've seen before that need to get cleaned up going forward.
Yeah. You know, Larry, entering that ball game, you know where I really thought the Jets had an advantage was up front.
Mm-hmm.
Their defensive line going against the Colts offensive line, who entered that ball game giving up, they had allowed at least two sacks in every game they had played this season. 31st, I believe, in the National Football League in terms of sacks allowed with 38. And they're only able to get to Andrew Luck once. Need a lot of time in the pocket. Another thing that the Colts were able to establish was balance. It wasn't just Luck. Frank Gore got some rushing lanes. And you really thought the Jets were going to be able to capitalize up front because they have a talented defensive line and had some matchup advantages going into that ball game. Conversely, on the other side of the ball, there was never any rhythm there. Ryan Fitzpatrick said it after the game that he felt on the first eight plays that there were six or seven mistakes, and it was all on different people. So each play, when you have 11 guys, either an offensive unit or defensive unit, if one guy is making a mistake, it can be glaring. And last night, the Colts consistently took advantage of the Jets' mistakes. And you mentioned some of those things from the penalty perspective. Yeah, three late calls, those post-whistle calls. Really tough to overcome. Luck was on his game. Give him a lot of credit. He was coming off the concussion, did not play Thanksgiving night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But every man, and we're going to speak to both defensive lineman Anthony Johnson later and as well as tight end Brandon Bostic, every man in that locker room were disappointed what the collective whole was Monday Night Football, because the guys to a man thought they're going to come out and have a better outing, and they didn't get anything going, just nothing, and no jump. And Todd Bowles very upset after the game. He did say on a conference call today that he wasn't going to question the effort, is that guys made a lot of mistakes, and that's what happened. Now you have a quarter of the season left. You're 3-9. You're going to San Francisco, a team that is 1-11, who's lost 11 games in a row. You're starting a new quarterback in Bryce Petty, a guy who started against the L.A. Rams. He played in relief yesterday against the Indianapolis Colts. Now, as a lot of fans have been clamoring for, let's see what Petty has to offer. This is going to be an important evaluation for this coaching staff and this organization as we move forward.
And let's talk about, move on to that and talk about Bryce Petty. And, you know, I'm excited to see what he learned from his first experience in starting against the LA Rams. And he talked a little bit about what he had to go through last night. As the backup quarterback, you always got to be ready to go in. There's no doubt about that. But now going forward for this San Francisco, this is his team.
Yeah.
This is going to be his offense. This is going to be tailored to what he can do best. This is going to be tailored so that he gets the first team reps. He's going to get all of them. And so now this is going to be the true test of seeing what he can do, knowing going in, you're the starting quarterback for this
team. Todd Bowles said a couple weeks ago that it's going to be a time and place when it's going to be Bryce's turn.
Yeah.
And he said today on a conference call that 2 to 3 weeks ago, he had determined that Bryce Petty was going to start the Jets' final four games. Now, he didn't reveal that with everybody. So even if the Jets went on and defeated the Indianapolis Colts by a 31-10 score, Todd Bowles was going to stick to his guns and he was going to go with Petty. Now, as you mentioned, he's got that under his belt where he played against the L.A. Rams. He led that 99-yard scoring drive, had the long pass to Robbie Anderson. We saw that again yesterday. You know those two have some chemistry. We saw that in the preseason when Robbie Anderson led the NFL in preseason yardage. There were a couple times when Robbie got behind the defense against the Indianapolis Colts, even though they were playing prevent. And Bryce said, yeah, I got to hit him. I got to hit him. And now he's got to get that chemistry built with a guy like Brandon Marshall as well. Because the thing is, Larry, early on in the preseason when Bryce Petty was considered, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, to his credit, said it last night as well, said this is the guy who was counted out. Remember, the Jets drafted Christian Hackenberg in the second round, and a lot of folks said, this is it. Bryce Petty's not even going to be on the roster this year because you do have Geno Smith. Bryce went out, had a good preseason, earned his roster spot. The Jets kept four. Then he hurt his shoulder in that final preseason game. So as we've been talking about, harping on here on Inside the Jets throughout the year, he missed a lot of valuable practice time. When he got back, you start running the scout team offense, which that is a completely different deal than taking first team reps. So then he makes the progression to Geno goes down. All of a sudden, Bryce is the number two, starts getting those first team reps. The playbook early on with Bryce is a little bit narrow. Now, with more practice time, you're seeing what he can do on the practice field and what he's comfortable with. So now the playbook is going to get bigger, and they're going to tailor it to his strengths. What does Bryce Petty do well? Well, we know he puts the ball out there vertically.
Oh, yeah.
We know he likes to throw the ball to Robbie Anderson. He's got to get Brandon Marshall and company involved, the tight ends. I like what I saw to Austin Seferian Jenkins yesterday, and he told me last week that he thinks there's going to be big games on the way. The Jets got to get some more balance offensively because we saw that run game for about a quartet of games. It was really humming for a while, but the last two games it really hasn't been there, and like you said, the Jets have fallen behind. So you don't really get a great look at Bryce Petty when he comes into the game. It wasn't even 24-3. He came into the game, it's 31-3 because the Colts scored on their first possession of the second half. So Petty comes out there. Colts are playing prevent defense. That's not a real look. This will be different this week against the San Francisco 49ers, a team that has struggled. And then the week after, the Jets will come home. And it's the Miami Dolphins, and then they'll be in New England, and then they'll close the season against the Buffalo Bills. But Ryan Fitzpatrick said, this is a guy who's really worked hard for his opportunity, and people counted him out in the summer. And Petty has shown a lot throughout this year. Now, let's see what he can do as he leads the first team offense. And frankly, you have to be excited about it. You're not happy about the record. Nobody's happy about the record. You're 3-9. You won 10 games a year ago. Nobody thought we'd be sitting here right now. But quarterback is the most important position in the National Football League. Let's see what Bryce Petty has to offer over these last four games.
This portion of Inside the Jets brought to you by our friends at Selective Insurance. They are your solution for auto, home, business, and flood insurance. Visit Selective.com today and find an agent near you. Selective, response is everything. When we return on Inside the Jets on 98.7 ESPN and our friends, of course, on NJNYJets.com, we'll hear from Brandon Bostic. Plus, we'll give you some more thoughts about what you can expect from Bryce Petty and the San Francisco 49ers. All that's next on 98.7 ESPN.
Truck and Dragster with LED lights, racing sounds, and wheelie popping power. Get it now at HessToyTruck.com. Free shipping and Energizer batteries included.
Just a click away this year, the Hess Truck's here.
Order yours now only at HessToyTruck.com.
I knew at a young age that insurance was in my DNA. Other kids were starting lemonade stands, I was reviewing their insurance risks. So I joined Selective's team of specialists and spent years honing my skills. Now I spot risks, offer unique insurance options, and respond quickly to customers' needs. Learn about us and our auto, home, business, and flood insurance solutions. Don't you deserve peace of mind? Find the diamond at Selective.com.
They couldn't play football without us. We built this stadium. You couldn't tailgate without us. We probably built the road that got you here. Most of all, we promote economic development. That means investments in infrastructure and construction to provide opportunities for developers, union contractors, and members of Operating Engineers Local 825. We're ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative. We build the infrastructure New Jersey and the Jets rely on.
Hey Jets fans, nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official travel partner of the Jets, is your source for tickets, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all of the biggest sporting events in the country. From NFL to college football and basketball, get your official tickets, travel, and VIP packages and more at PrimeSport.com. Don't just watch it on TV. Go to PrimeSport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Can a person daydream at night? Why aren't eyebrows considered facial hair? Or the most perplexing of them all, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO when they could save 15% or more on car insurance? But you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could put toward a campaign for eyebrows to be properly recognized as the facial hair they are.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Football is back, and if you love fantasy sports, there's only one place you want to play. FanDuel. FanDuel packs a full season of excitement into just 1 week. So, what are you waiting for? Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. FanDuel. Be sports rich. Try FanDuel now. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to 50-50 NFL Beginner Contest. One per week for 5 weeks. Just go to FanDuel.com and use the code EMPIRE. That's FanDuel.com, code EMPIRE. Void where prohibited.
Hey, Jet fans, everyone loves to stay connected, but the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission would like to remind you that texting or talking while you drive is not only dangerous, it's against the law in New Jersey. It can cost you money, your license, or even someone's life. If you're behind the wheel, please put down the phone and just drive. Get the facts and share your thoughts at JustDrive.com. This message brought to you by the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission.
Calandra's has been synonymous with great Italian food in northern New Jersey for over 50 years. With 3 award-winning restaurants 20 minutes from MetLife Stadium, Cucina Calandra, Calandra's Mediterranean Grill, and Il Vecchio Cafe are all great options before or after a game. As an official partner of the New York Jets, we offer 20% off on game day at any of our locations when you show your Jets Rewards card or ticket. Each with family-friendly atmospheres, our restaurants offer unique menus from a la carte to family style, along with gluten-free options. Find out more on calandras.net.
Inside the Jets is presented by EY, building a better working world, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Jets insider Eric Allen and your host Larry Hardesty.
Welcome back to Calandra's Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. Reminder to follow the Jets on Instagram at NYJets. This is where Jet fans like you get photos and videos of your favorite players and access you can't get anywhere else. Favorite players, EA, like our next guest.
All right, partner, let's bring in Brandon Bostic, who joins us right now at Calandra's here in Caldwell, New Jersey. Brandon, after 2 years with the Green Bay Packers, What's it been like being a New York Jet?
It's been good. You know, it's been a rough year, but, you know, we're sticking together. All the guys fighting for each other. You know, we just go to work every day and just do what we got to do.
Like you said, it's been a tough year record-wise, but significant differences as far as an NFL player making that move. You start your career in Green Bay, you're there for a couple years, then you got to pack everything up, come to a new place, get acclimated with your new teammates. How's that all gone, and what's that transition like for you?
You know, it's been a blur, actually. You know, like you said, I've been at Green Bay for 2 years, and I came here, so it's been a process. But, you know, it's part of the league. You know, everyone, you know, I think you're lucky to be able to play your, I guess, go through your career and be able to stay on one team. You know, not too many people do that, but it's been a transition, you know, and I've been loving it here ever since I got here.
Every time I talk to a number of players, they talk about how schemes are very similar, but the terminology is different.
Yeah.
From Green Bay's offense to the Jet offense, how similar is it?
It's not similar at all.
All right.
I would say Green Bay offense is a lot complex. It's a lot more to remember, a lot more signals. But Green Bay offense, you know, it's simple. You know, all the guys know their assignments. You know, it's easy to pick up on. So coming from there to here was, you know, it was easy for me because I've been through, like, the toughest playbook. So I would say it's not similar at all.
How about the responsibilities of a tight end in a Jane Gailey-led offense? Mm-hmm. Because primarily last couple seasons, the tight ends have been used as inline blockers.
Yeah. I would say, you know, that's part of my role. You know, like, people always tease me, like, why don't you tell them to throw you the ball? I'm like, that's not my role on this offense. You know, I'm just here to do what I guess what they brought me here for, which is to block. So, you know, I just do my role. I'm not really a selfish guy, so I just do what they're telling me to do.
Now,
if I get a ball, I get a ball. You know, it's a bonus.
But the problem is, you do your job, you throw a couple key blocks out there. We're not talking about you on SportsCenter. Since we're not going to see those highlights, are there a couple plays that stand out as far as your blocks where you got a seal? One that I think about, I believe.
Miami?
Miami, right?
Yeah.
Forte?
I was thinking the same one, yeah.
Jumbo package.
Yeah. It was Miami.
I mean, how much pride do you take in that when you help a guy go to the touchdown, go to the end zone, and Forte gets all the accolades?
Yeah.
But he's a team player, but little old 82 just goes off the field and nobody notices.
You know, like you said, I mean, like I said, I'm not a real selfish guy, but at that point in time, you know, I was blocking and I saw him score. You know, I gave myself like a little fist pump. Like,
did you?
You know, I'm the reason he scored. That's what I'm saying in my head. But, you know, it was good. You know, the coach, you know, you get a pat on the back for it. You don't really get too much for it. So I would say it's fun when guys succeed.
Here's what Brandon knows. I get to play again.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what he knows.
Sure.
When I do my job, I get to play.
Exactly.
You guys are playing San Francisco next week. This is a team you've seen a couple times.
Yeah.
What about San Francisco that you'll be able to pass on to your teammates that you've seen firsthand?
You know, it's a totally different San Francisco team now. They're not the old San Francisco where, you know, they were, you know, they're big, like they're big physical guys. You know, they're tough to beat. Now they're kind of down. But, you know, I say like. Like I know coach is going to say tomorrow, we got to go out there and give our best. You know, they're playing home. You know, their record isn't too good. Ours isn't either. So it should be a good game. And hopefully, definitely we'll pull it out.
Mm-hmm. How can you explain from a player's perspective what happened Monday night? Because to a man, like we're talking about in the open, I think guys in the locker room tell you guys, we had a solid week of practice. We're ready to go.
Like you said, we had a good week of practice. You know, I think we came out there too flat.
Yeah.
And, you know, before we know it, they were on us, and we couldn't catch up, you know. Before you know it, I think it was maybe 14-0, and we couldn't keep up or match the intensity. And before you know it, the game was out of hand. But, you know, all the guys, I stuck together after the game. It was all good. You know, guys just said, come back to work tomorrow. So we come back to work tomorrow ready to go and get ready for San Francisco.
Do you feel it out there on the field, maybe when you fall behind 7-0 or something like that, where the jump isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely do. You know, sometimes you get – then you catch yourself being, I guess, lackadaisical, I would say. You know, you're not really going hard. So you just have to, I mean, it's hard to do when you're not really, you know, you're not winning. You know we're not going to make it to playoffs. It's hard to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, like coach always says, like it's your job. You know, you're playing for your name on the back of your jersey and the name on the front of your jersey. So I think that's what the guys really got to focus on now. You know, we're not going to the playoffs. You know, we just got to, you know, put your best film out there and put your best game out there.
What's Todd like in the locker room after a game like last night? Because he went to the podium afterwards, and like Larry was saying, he said parentheses, 12 to 15 times, and you could tell he was holding it together, which he does, but he was emotional. You could see it, that it really wore on him what happened on the field.
Yeah, you know, Coach Bowles, he's not really an emotional guy. He don't say too much, but when he does, you know, he means it. You know, when he speaks, everyone listens up. So, you know, after the game, you know, we were frustrated. Obviously, we lost. You know, he said we got our so-and-so. You know, I'm sure you saw what he said.
But, yeah.
You know, he expressed himself, as he always do, you know. But at the end of the day, he always, like, tells us, like, just come back to work tomorrow, you know. There's bigger things to worry about than a football game. So, you know, we just got to come back to work tomorrow and get ready to go. I'm sure he'll give us a speech in the morning and team meet.
How tough is it to get rid of a game like that? You have to watch the film, obviously. You look at, you see the mistakes and everything.
Yeah.
How quick is it to just say, okay, that's done, we got that, because you don't want to lose two games based on the one game?
Yeah, like you just said, you know, we'll watch the film tomorrow, I'm sure, and we'll get over it, you know. And get a fresh taste in your mouth for San Francisco on Sunday. So you can't really let it linger. You know, you just gotta, like you said, don't let it go into the next game and be 0-2 in the same week.
The Jets claimed Austin Seferian-Jenkins off of waivers early this year from Tampa. He was out there on the field making a couple catches yesterday. Big guy.
Yeah.
A target with soft hands, can run routes, good speed. How have you helped him as he's entered the tight end's room?
You know, it's kind of weird that you say that. Now that I think about it, I think I'm the oldest tight end in the room. It's funny.
But something else.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, you know, Austin, he's a great guy. You know, he's a good competitor. You know, like you said, he has all the tools to be whatever he want to be. You know, I help him out with the playbook and stuff, coming from a different offense. You know, when they pick you up, they expect you to play. So, you know, I help them out with the offense. You know, we're still learning. You know, we go to practice every day. We laugh and joke around. We just work together. You know, our coach, Jimmy Johnson, he's a good coach, and he's played, so you know what to expect from us.
What have you seen from Bryce Petty in practice? Young quarterback, learning the ropes, just getting his feet wet. What have you seen from him?
I've definitely seen Bryce show some flashes of talent. You know, it's hard being a quarterback. You know, especially at his age, not really get that much experience. It's hard to be a good quarterback. So I'll definitely say Bryce, he definitely works hard. You know, the guys love him. You know, I definitely think he'll do good on Sunday, and hopefully we'll get this win on Sunday.
For our audience, give a sense of because he doesn't get a lot of reps. He's not getting he's the third string guy. Yeah. So you got him as the third string guy. You got Christian Hackenberg as the fourth string guy. You might be the only person, just players, to get a chance to see these guys.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. Like you said, he's a third string quarterback, so he's not really practicing with the guys that he's going to play with on Sunday. So definitely just being thrown in there. Like yesterday was tough. There's a game plan for him and, you know, Fitz. So there's two different separate game plans. So he's running Fitz game plan. So it's tough, you know, not really people know that. I mean, it's hard to play quarterback, and especially it's hard to be a good quarterback in the NFL, and especially play quarterback, I guess, for a New York team.
Considering you're a target out there, you're a guy who's going to be getting some passes for Bryce Petty, hopefully down the down the stretch when you're not blocking. What do you like about his physical skill set?
You know, Bryce, he has all the tools. You know, he can throw the deep ball. You know, he's a smart guy. You know, he comes to work every day. He's always on time. Like you said, the guys love him, and I think that's a start. So once I think he get a full week of practice under him, I think he'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Do you like his enthusiasm as a teammate? Because he seems like a young guy who really embraces being out there, being in the huddle, being around the guys.
Yeah, oh, definitely. You know, like you said, like before he got in, you know, he's on the sideline, you know, trying to get us going, pumping the guys up. And when he got in, you know, I think he just kept that going. You know, he made a couple of mistakes, which everybody do, but I definitely think he's off to a good start.
Hey, Brandon, thanks for stopping by.
Yes, thanks, sir. Brandon.
Best of luck the rest of the season.
For sure.
And come back and see us again.
I will, for sure.
All right, that's Brandon Bostic. Hey, Jets House is back for 2017. Join your favorite Jets at Spin New York on Saturday, January 28th and Sunday, January 29th. For tickets and more information, go to newyorkjets.com/Jets House. When we return to this edition of Inside the Jets, we'll be talking defense with Anthony Johnson. That's next on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Jets fans, nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official travel partner of the Jets, is your source for tickets, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all of the biggest sporting events in the country. From NFL to college football and basketball, get your official tickets, travel, and VIP packages and more at PrimeSport.com. Don't just watch it on TV. Go to PrimeSport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
GEICO brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to GEICO. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
They couldn't play football without us. We built this stadium. You couldn't tailgate without us. We probably built the road that got you here. Most of all, we promote economic development. That means investments in infrastructure and construction to provide opportunities for developers, union contractors, and members of Operating Engineers Local 825. We're ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative. We build the infrastructure New Jersey and the Jets rely on.
The Hess Toy Truck and Dragster with LED lights, racing sounds, and wheelie popping power. Get it now at HessToyTruck.com. Free shipping and Energizer batteries included.
Just a click away this year, the Hess Truck's here.
Order yours now only at HessToyTruck.com.
Inside the Jets is presented by EY, building a better working world, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Jets insider Eric Allen and your host Larry Hardesty.
Welcome back to Calandra's Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. And we have about four more shows left after this one, and you guys have to come down because in the breaks, I'm amazed as my partner goes out and he's like a game show host. He goes out there, he's giving stuff away. He's throwing footballs in the restaurant. He's handing things out. Eric Allen is multi-talented. So thanks. I enjoy watching.
Thanks, partner.
I enjoy watching you do that work.
You know what's really tough for me is handing out those desserts. Because
I know.
There's this Calandra's, you know, and I've said this multiple times on this program. Cupcakes are worth You just coming in here, all right? You don't have to eat the dinner. You can just get the cupcakes. Chocolate chip cookies are good, too. Oreo cupcakes, unbelievable. But we gave out a Sheldon Richardson signed football before. Mrs. Levy just won a full plate of baked goods that I really wanted to keep myself. And now we're fortunate to be joined by new Jets defensive lineman Anthony Johnson, a former Patriot who's now on the right side of the rivalry, and a guy who played collegiately at Louisiana State University and grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana. And with that being said, the Jets family lost Joe McKnight last week, who was tragically shot dead in New Orleans. And Anthony and I were just talking about this, partner, that Joe is a guy he knows, and he knows the family very well. So can you talk a little bit about Joe and what kind of presence he had down in Louisiana and your relationship with his brother as well?
First off, you know, just to talk about Joe, you know, Joe McKnight was a great guy, first off. Off the field, you know, he loved his kids, and all he wanted to do was be the best football player, man, he could be, possibly. So, you know, off the field, you know, when you looked at Joe McKnight, especially me growing up, he was a Reggie Bush of my era. Yep. You know what I mean? Coming up in New Orleans with a group like that, you know, back then it really wasn't nothing too much to look at. You know, our Saints wasn't too good. You know, we had Deuce McAllister at the time was our best player. But at the end of the day, you know, Joe McKnight was such a great role model for the young kids like myself, Tyron Matthew, and you know, aspiring football players that wanted to be something in life. So as a player, you know, he's a legend, like I said. You know, Gatorade Player of the Year. He has everything. Mr. Louisiana, you know, he did it all. But collegially, he did it all at USC, you know what I mean? Got drafted and played here in New York and played in many places in the NFL. And, you know, it's just sad to see a man of that magnitude lost or something of that degree. And hopefully, you know, everything will get settled out. You know, that family, man, I just continue to pray for them in their time of need. And at the end of the day, that's all we can do as a Jets organization and as a family, just come together to try to, you know, comfort that great family and just be the people that we need to be.
Well said, Anthony. The Jets family still mourns his loss, and that pain's not going to go away anytime soon. I was talking to former Jets linebacker Bart Scott today about Joe, and he said that he was a good teammate, but he instantly became a friend. To guys who knew him, he was a likable sort because he always had a smile on his face. He was a jokester, did a lot of pranks with the guys.
That was him.
You know, and like you mentioned, I don't think a lot of people in the Northeast realize this, is that he was a monstrous presence down in Louisiana, like in high school.
You better believe it.
Joe was the guy. He was the number one high school recruit in all America, wasn't he?
He started it. He started it. You know what I mean? And like I said, you know, he kind of started the trend that trickled down in Louisiana. You know, I don't like to boast too much, but when it comes to football, you know, I think the Boo has the best of the best, you know. But, you know, Joe started it off, and it followed off with me. I was the number two player in the country in high school, and Tyron Matthew came out of nowhere. And Leonard Fournette was right after him and then us, you know. So, you know, we kind of, you know, Joe started something down there. He kind of brought a spotlight down there to Louisiana football. And like I told one of the guys, you know, the first high school football game I saw on TV was John Curtis versus Hoover, Alabama. And that was actually during Katrina. So, you know, it was something that, you know, I never saw before, and something that I wanted to be a part of. So, you know, Joe McKnight started something big.
You know, guys, when it first happened, it took me back, EA, to Cortland.
Yeah.
When he first arrived up there after he was drafted with Rex and the guys, and, you know, just his thoughts and how we were so excited to see what he was going to be able to do. And his versatility really helped him out to go on the special teams. We talked about special teams earlier, his ability to run kicks back and punch back, and then, you know, to get some running game, some time in the backfield. And then, you know, it was hard to break the backfield back then because they had a couple of guys who were pretty good. Yeah, a couple of pretty good running backs back then. But then when he was able to get his shot, he did over 100 yards. It was 137 yards? Something like that?
Over a buck against the Bills. And like you mentioned, Larry, he had The 10-year anniversary of 9/11, the Jets hosted the Dallas Cowboys, and they trailed in the fourth quarter. And Mike Westhoff used Joe McKnight as a rusher. Yep. He blocks the punt. Isaiah Trufant recovers, starts a comeback for the Jets, and they win in dramatic fashion. He also has the longest play in this franchise's history, 107-yard kickoff return against the Baltimore Ravens as well. So, you know, it is just tough to think about. I call him a kid, Anthony.
Yeah.
And I know you're a young guy yourself,
yes,
but 28 years old.
Yeah.
It just is hard to fathom this happening.
Yep.
You know, I wanted to ask you about him because obviously you grew up down there.
And, yes, sir.
And like you talked about playing at Louisiana State University, you heavily recruited yourself.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you. Make the transition because it's tough to make a transition here after speaking about Joe like that. But I wanted to ask you about college football a little bit because your Louisiana State Tigers played Alabama better than anybody this year.
Yeah.
A 0-0 game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They matched up with them physically, man for man. That's kind of that hard-nosed football that we all come to appreciate. Anybody got a chance beating Alabama in the Final Four now? Yeah, they're matching up with Washington in the national semifinals.
I'm
going
to go ahead and is Ohio State still in the
Ohio court? State's playing Clemson, on the other side.
I'm going to probably say Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's
LSU speaking.
At the end of the day, man, that's probably the only team out there I can see giving them, you know, and that's probably because of coaching. I don't want to throw too much out there, but I think Urban is the only one that can go toe-to-toe with Nick out there right now, so that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be interesting. It is. Do you like the way they set it up now, or do you like the playoff? Or you
preferably,
want more teams?
You know, I'm old school. It's either, you know, I like the you know, you win, you end. You know, you got to work your way. You know, especially like I would really like to see like underdogs get more opportunities, man.
Yeah,
like the Western Michigans and schools like that. You know, that work that bus off, go 13-0. But you know, because of the conference and the schedule, you know, they don't get the opportunities.
So it's like that NCAA basketball tournament.
Yeah, kind of like that. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, if you're not a big dog, you know, you got to wait your turn sometimes.
Eventually,
they're gonna work their way up to the top, man.
All right, let's talk about opportunities. And let's talk about the opportunity that you're going to have now as being part of this Jet defense. What are some of the things that you can bring to this team that you've learned from New England, the experience that you've learned there, and handling this playbook?
At the end of the day, you know, just work ethic and our leadership. You know, I'm just going to go out there and just try not to do anything extra and just try to be the best player I can be, you know, both on and off the field. And, you know, I'm just trying to help this team win in any way I can, you know, whether that be special teams, whether that be on a kickoff, whether that be on punt, whether that be on the defense, that defensive end, that nose tackle. I don't care. You can put me anywhere on the field, I'm going to play football. You know what I mean? That's just the type of player I am. That's just the type of hard worker I am, man. And at the end of the day, I love football. So, you know, I'm just that type of player that brings passion, you know, that brings football back to the old days, you know, back to the backyard days where, you know, you can appreciate the game and, you know, play for the right reasons.
Yeah, speaking of special teams, I watched you on that first kickoff against the Patriots, and 75 was down there looking for people to hit all over the place.
Better believe
it. Had to mean a lot playing your former teammates. I know you probably have friends over there, but you put that aside when you're going toe-to-toe the first time.
Oh, yeah. You know, at the end of the day, like I told my players, you know, and my teammates and my coaches, I said at the end of the day, once that chin strap buckles, I don't know anybody, man. I'm going out there, and then I play football. I'm a New York Jet. So if you're on the opposite side, man, I do not know you for those 30 minutes we out there on that field, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I'm going to play ball.
When you're the new guy, what's that preparation like? What's your week like? You have to be ready to play any position at any time when they call your number. What's that like?
It's hectic, you know, especially coming from a different team and having to learn a new system and coming to a new organization and having to learn how they operate, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, you just have to be on your P's and Q's. You know, you can't have any false steps and, you know, just try to follow the lines as closely as possible. You know, learning a new playbook, whether that be special teams and defensively, which I'm doing for the first time in my career. You know, it's a little bit, like I said, it's a little hectic, but, you know, things slow down, you know, once you get a hang of it, and, you know, you tend to play fast like you saw.
Special teams, such an important part of the National Football League, so undervalued at times. How many units does Coach Boyer have you on right now?
Pretty much every one of them,
yeah?
Except for field goal and punt. Well, no, I'm on punt. Yeah. pretty much every one of them. Like I told you, man, I'm one of those guys where I told Coach when I first got here, he said, man, what can you play? I said, whatever you need me to. You know what I mean? I don't care if you need me to snap a ball, man. I'm out there to help the team as much as I can and just try to benefit, you know, from these guys as much as I can as well.
Brant Boyer has to love your energy because that's the thing that I associate with Coach Boyer is that he is an energy guy, a former player.
Yes, sir. He loves it. He loves it. Yep.
So you're getting ready to go to San Francisco now. You'll start your good preparation for them tomorrow and everything, obviously.
Yep.
But just as you start to work, what are some of the things you'll look for as you get ready for a Colin Kaepernick that likes to roll around the pocket, run around, and I guess the word you're going to hear a lot this week is containment.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, especially as a defensive lineman, as a defensive end, you know, Colin is a great athlete. And San Fran has some great athletes, you know, he can get the ball to. You know, they're not having a season they want to have, but at the end of the day, you can't knock the talent over there in San Francisco, you know. So we got to go out there like we did, you know, like we do week in and week out and just prepare hard, you know. Just go out there and just try to, you know, get over that hump. You know, eventually something's going to push and you're going to have a breakthrough, you know. So at the end of the day, like I say, you just got to keep fighting and we're going to break this impediment. But, like, you know, Colin is a great athlete. So, you know, we got to work hard as a defensive line to keep him contained and work hard as a team, you know, get over that hump.
And then you got to contain Carlos Hyde as well.
Oh, most definitely.
We were talking about the Ohio State Buckeyes before. Here's a guy who played well at the collegiate level, and he can be explosive as well.
Yep, most definitely. He's a power back, big running back, so he breaks a lot of tackles, you know what I mean? He's explosive. So, like I say, you know, the front seven is a big game for us, big challenge, especially containing that backfield that they have. So, and in the back end, you know, like I say, they have athletes on the outside as well, so you can't sleep on those guys. So it's going to be a big challenge for us this week.
You have energy. You have pride. The locker room also has a lot of guys filled with pride. Do you think we're going to find out a lot about this team this week? Because, listen, bottom line, you guys aren't happy with the performance Monday night, and you think you got a lot better in you. And a lot of people on the outside are saying, Jets are 3-9, the 49ers are 1-11, whatever. Don't you think this is the time right now when adversity really popped you in the mouth? I mean, we likely weren't going to make the playoffs anyway, but I'm just saying, after that ball game, what happened Monday night, don't you think the guys have to say, hey, listen, that's enough. Time to step up now in San Francisco. We got to start a little run at the end of the season.
Like I said, man, at the end of the day, you know, it's about playing for something more. You know what I mean? And like I tell you, man, I'm one of those guys that, you know, I'm blessed enough to play the game. And, you know, I've received a lot of benefits, but I play the game because of the moments that I had in the backyard. You know what I mean? And I buckle up that chin strap because I remember those days I had when I was younger. You know what I mean? And I remember the days that I wanted to be an NFL player. So, you know, as a guy on this team who's trying to bring that passion, who's trying to bring some leadership, you know, into this locker room, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, lead these guys in the way of example and not trying to speak about it too much. And, you know, going out there and working hard and showing a hard work ethic and, you know, trying to practice the right way and, you know, trying to do things the right way to just try to uplift this team in a positive manner. But this is a huge week for us. And at the end of the day, we got to step up big time. And, you know, like I said, get over this hump.
Yep. Hey, Anthony, best of luck rest of the season. Thanks for stopping by. Come back and see us.
I appreciate
thanks,
it,
Anthony.
No doubt. Thank you.
All right, that's Anthony Johnson. When he and I return here on Inside the Jets, we'll kind of follow up on what Anthony Johnson and Brandon Bostic have talked about with the San Francisco 49ers, and we'll wrap up this edition of Inside the Jets. That's next on 98.7 ESPN.
Toy Truck and Dragster with LED lights, racing sounds, and wheelie poppin' power. Get it now at HessToyTruck.com. Free shipping and Energizer batteries included.
Just a click away this year, the Hess Truck's here.
Order yours now only at HessToyTruck.com.
They couldn't play football without us. We built this stadium. You couldn't tailgate without us. We probably built the road that got you here. Most of all, we promote economic development. That means investments in infrastructure and construction to provide opportunities for developers, union contractors, and members of Operating Engineers Local 825. We're ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative. We build the infrastructure New Jersey and the Jets rely on.
Microsoft Surface is the official tablet of the NFL. While NFL coaches and players use Surface Pro 4 this season, fans at home can show their fandom with the same device. Now available, the Surface Special Edition NFL Type Covers. And for a limited time, buy a Surface Pro 4 and any NFL Type Cover and get 15% off NFL Game Pass and a chance to win Super Bowl 51 tickets. Visit surface.com/NFL to learn more. Get your Surface at a Microsoft store or online today. Must be U.S. resident, 18 or older, ends January 1st, 2017. See website for official rules.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey Jets fans, nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official travel partner of the Jets, is your source for tickets, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all of the biggest sporting events in the country. From NFL to college football and basketball, get your official tickets, travel, and VIP packages and more at PrimeSport.com. Don't just watch it on TV. Go to PrimeSport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
At Selective, insurance is our business. For us, it goes beyond who we are. It's in our DNA.
My car was broken into and my laptop was stolen. I didn't know what to do. Scott and Selective were there to help. He walked me through every step of the process. Now I tell everyone about Selective's wonderful service.
We create diamond moments like this for our customers every day. Want to experience your own? Visit Selective.com to find an agent near you.
Football is back, and if you love fantasy sports, there's only one place you want to play, FanDuel. FanDuel packs a full season of excitement into just 1 week. So what are you waiting for? Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. FanDuel. Be sports rich. Try FanDuel now. New users who deposit will get five free entries to 50-50 NFL beginner contests, one per week for 5 weeks. Just go to FanDuel.com and use the code EMPIRE. That's FanDuel.com, code EMPIRE. Void where prohibited.
Hey Jet fans, everyone loves to stay connected, but the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission would like to remind you that texting or talking while you drive is not only dangerous, it's against the law in New Jersey. It can cost you money, your license, or even someone's life. If you're behind the wheel, please put down the phone and just drive. Get the facts and share your thoughts at JustDrive.com. This message brought to you by the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission.
Inside the Jets is presented by EY, building a better working world, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Jets insider Eric Allen and your host Larry Hardesty.
Welcome back. We're Colangelo's Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. Larry Hardesty and Eric Allen. And EA, let's talk about the San Francisco 49ers team that the Jets are going to face this coming weekend. It's, there's always the challenge of having the short week of being on Monday Night Football. So you're doing that. Plus, you're going out west. So that's two challenges the Jets are going to have. But they're going to face a San Francisco 49ers team that has struggled offensively a lot this season. Last week, they were shut out. Colin Kaepernick remains the quarterback. That was announced yesterday. Yep. Out in Frisco. And so, as we mentioned, with Anthony Johnson, he's a guy, you know, he likes to move around in the pocket. They've been trying to keep him into a pocket passer. And one of the things that's going to help him stay in the pocket, as you mentioned, is Carlos Hyde, that running game. And that's something that we know the Jet defense has been stout with. They've been consistent with their ability to stop the run, and they're going to have to do it a lot this coming week, because otherwise they're going to see a lot of passing.
Well, if you're the 49ers too, you're looking at this game as, hey, this is a ball game we can win. We've lost 11 in a row. We're playing a Jets team who has suffered a lot of defeats themselves. So San Francisco will gear up for this game. They'll be ready to roll. Like you mentioned, against Chicago Bears, Chip Kelly used both quarterbacks. Ineffective Colin Kaepernick, so he went to Blaine Gabbert. Blaine Gabbert started this season for the 49ers. Kaepernick is a guy who a few years ago was considered one of the most dynamic young talents in the game. Yeah. Now, a lot of things have changed, and I'm not saying the Jets are dealing with the same animal, so to speak, but he is a talented football player. He still can make all the throws. He can tuck it under when protection breaks down. And Carlos Hyde is a very good running back. But if you take away Carlos Hyde and you force the 49ers to put it up, you can get after Kaepernick. And listen, that's the same thing we said last week before the Jets played the Colts, was that those matchups up front on paper, you figure the Jets can land. They got to land this week. Right now, the 49ers' leading receiver is a guy by the name of Jeremy Curley.
Yeah, that's right.
Jets fans know him awfully well. Defensively, their secondary has done some nice things. They got some veteran safeties back there. Ahmad Brooks is leading a team with 5 sacks. But, you know, it's a team. They're in a rebuilding phase. And I know a lot of people are looking at the Jets and saying, well, should they completely strip it down? Right now, the 49ers are right there. This is going to be a multi-year rebuilding phase for the 49ers. But with that being said, you want to come out there, have a competitive effort, really answer the bell. And as Anthony Johnson said when he's up there, is, hey, listen, have some pride. Remember why you're out there, why you're playing. When we're out in the backyard playing like kids, because this is still, you're playing for the name in the front and a name on the back. Some guys won't be here next year on this Jets roster, and we know that throughout the National Football League. And from a Jets fan perspective, you got to be really excited to see Bryce Petty. You have to be. This is a 4th-round pick. A guy's been in your system 2 years. Let's see how he's developed. Let's see how he can play now that he gets a week of preparation.
Well, I tell you, Casey Rogers and Todd Bowles have to be spinning around trying to figure out, because you never know what to expect from a Kelly-led offense. He could be doing a number of different things there. So you have to be prepared. It's going to be a challenge. On the other side, though, if you're Bryce Petty in the offense, you could get a lot of chances to get some plays, because when they go with their hurry up, that defense is right back. If they 3 and out, that defense is right back up on the field.
Yeah, and that's something we were talking to Brandon Bostic about before. He being a key part of the run game. When the Jets were humming for about 4 games there, they were getting about 150 yards per game on the ground, and Matt Forte was really productive. And what we've seen lately is that the run game hasn't been there. And then when you get into that come-from-behind mode, then you're forced to throw all the time. When you're down 24-3 or 31-3 and things like that, like they were against the Indianapolis Colts, they weren't able to establish some balance. So not only do you want to see Petty connect with these guys on the outside and get Robbie Anderson more involved and Brandon Marshall some catches and Quincy Enunwa back in there, you know, you want to see the Jets established a run game as well, and then you could, then it's pick your poison. You need balance in the National Football League. And like you mentioned about Bowles and Casey Rogers, I think Todd, from his background, guy played safety in the National Football League for 8 seasons, one of the finer assistant coaches in the National Football League for a long time before he got this head coaching job. I think he was very disappointed in the defensive effort. I think that really hurt him, what happened out there against the Colts. In fact, he said on Michael Kay, the Michael Kay show today, that he's only experienced that 2 or 3 times coaching, what happened, a game like that that they had against the Colts. So, you know, you really want to see the Jets rebound. You really, really need to see that, because you got a quarter of games left. There are a lot of games. People are looking at draft position and all this other stuff, and a lot of those people are already pointing to a quarterback for the Jets. Well, let's see what we have here in Petty. You know, that's what these four games are for.
Absolutely, and that's what and people say, four games, why four games? Well, because coaches look at the season in quarters. And for him, this quarter is going to be Bryce Petty's quarter, but it's also going to be some other guys, like Anthony Johnson that's going to get some more playing time. Some guys who maybe were second and third string, although, listen, the way the offensive line, the injuries they've had up and down, you've seen just about all the offensive line depth. You've seen a lot of that, but it's going to be guys that you, because this is the time when you talk about, and Todd Bowles talks about, we want to see what we have on this team. These guys are playing for their careers. Some of these players that you're going to see.
100%. 100%. And you mentioned injuries up front. Todd Bowles talked about that today, too. Nick Mangold could be done for the year. We don't know. He's getting further tests. He came back yesterday, first time he saw the field for the first time in basically a month. And he got back on, and he didn't come out of it that well as far as where he's at physically. So maybe that means the Jets will have to go back to Wes Johnson again, because their offensive line resiliency has been really tested throughout this year. Injuries left and right and center, no pun intended. So you might see Wes Johnson in there. But the other thing that we have to find out this week as we continue here is, are there going to be more lineup changes? Because Todd Bowles hinted at that. He said that, I want to talk to my coaching staff more about it. Petty is one lineup change that he has announced. He has not announced any other lineup changes. He was going to meet with his staff tonight, and then maybe by Wednesday there could be two or three other positions where we see guys reps changing dramatically.
Yeah. And we know right now, as of right now, Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be the backup to Bryce Petty. So we'll see how
and
that
we'll
plays
And we'll see
on.
If Hack dresses. Everybody's asking about Christian Hackenberg, too. Right now, he's not going to dress this week. It's a possibility later in the season he could dress. We don't know yet.
Absolutely. All right, partner, have a safe trip to Frisco. I'll see you when you get back next week.
Thanks, Larry.
Bring
Enjoy
back a win,
as
huh?
always.
Bring back a win.
We need one.
Absolutely. All right, that wraps up this edition of Inside the Jets, live here at Calandra's Italian Village here in Caldwell, New Jersey. We always thank our friends at EY for their help. Special thanks to Brandon Bostic and Anthony Johnson. They were our guests. Also, thanks to our technical crew, RJ Santillo, back in our studio in New York, and Gerald Downey, who is handling the things here.
Gerald.
Special thanks to our folks at NYJets.com. You join us back
Jordan and Nicole.
Well. Absolutely.
Here each and every week.
Conversation continues next on 98.7 ESPN. All right, RJ, I'll see you.